The people at Independent Living Aids prepared this tape to assist you in setting up and using your radio-controlled talking clock. The clock is relatively easy to set up and extremely easy to use. In this tape, I will give you a step-by-step instructions on how to set up and use your clock. I will also explain how your clock automatically sets itself to time signals broadcast by the U.S. government. As you listen to the tape, don't be concerned about memorizing the locations and descriptions of all the controls. I will give exact instructions on how to locate and use each control and the procedures that require them. In each procedure, I'll try to leave enough time for you to accomplish each step before I go on to the next step. If I go too fast for you, or if you have any trouble understanding a procedure, simply stop the tape and rewind it and try again. You will need to install two AA batteries in order to make your clock work. Later on, I'll explain how to install the batteries and set up the clock. But first, I want to tell you what your clock can do and how your clock works. Here is what your radio-controlled talking clock can do. It will announce the time when you press the snooze button.
The time is now 6 minutes past 2 p.m.
It will announce the date when you press the snooze button twice.
Today's Wednesday, October 9th.
You can set the clock to announce each hour, starting at 8 a.m. and continuing until 10 p.m. The announcements stop after 10 p.m. so that you are not disturbed when you go to sleep. You can set an alarm. At the alarm time, the clock will beep and tell you the time. It will continue to beep and announce the time for 5 minutes or until you turn off the alarm. When the alarm sounds, if you want to sleep for 5 more minutes, you can press the snooze bar. After 5 minutes, the alarm announcement will start again. If your clock is in a good reception area for receiving radio signals, the clock will reset itself each night to the U.S. atomic clock time, which is broadcast by the U.S. government. Here's how your clock works. Each night, your radio-controlled talking clock automatically looks for a radio signal that is broadcast by the U.S. government. The time that the radio signal broadcasts is based on the U.S. atomic clock. The signal contains information about the year, the date, and the time. When your clock finds this radio signal, it adjusts itself to the atomic clock's year, date, and time. The atomic clock signal broadcasts standard time. Since you live in one of the 4 United States time zones, you will have to set up your clock so it knows the time zone that it is in. The clock will detect the atomic clock signal and adjust it to your time zone. Your clock does not work until you install batteries. When you install batteries, your clock will turn on, set itself to 12 a.m. January 1st, 2000, and begin to listen for the atomic clock radio signal so that it can reset itself to the correct time and date. Now, this automatic setup process will only work if you place your clock in a location where the atomic clock radio signal is strong enough to be detected. Unfortunately, your clock may not be able to detect the atomic clock signal during the day when there is a lot of traffic on the airwaves and usually plenty of interference from all kinds of electronic equipment. This is especially true if you live on the East Coast, where the radio signal is weakest and interference is strong. If your clock cannot synchronize itself to the atomic clock radio signal during the day, you will have to set your clock manually, which is easy to do. After you set your clock to the correct time, whether it was done automatically or manually, it will look for the atomic clock signal every night so that it can reset itself in case it is running too slow or too fast. It will search for the atomic clock signal between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. because that is when interference with the radio signal is least likely to happen. So even if you have to set your clock manually, there is still a chance that your clock will be able to automatically synchronize itself to the U.S. atomic clock each night when reception is better than during the day. If it can synchronize itself each night, it will never run fast or slow. Just to let you know about my experience with this clock, I could not get it to synchronize with the atomic clock's time signal during the day. I checked it for two nights in a row and found that each night it did resynchronize and set itself to the correct time. So even if your clock can't find a strong atomic clock signal during the day, there is a good chance that it will be able to detect the signal at night when it is supposed to. From this explanation, you might think that if your clock can't detect the atomic clock radio signal when you install the batteries, you can just leave the clock alone and hope that it will find the atomic clock signal at night so that it can reset itself to the correct time. This may seem like a good idea, but it probably won't work. Here's why. When you install the batteries, your clock will set itself to 12 a.m. and start keeping time. It will also immediately start looking for the atomic clock radio signal. If it can't detect the signal, the clock will continue to keep time, starting with 12 a.m. The clock thinks that it is properly set up, and therefore it will begin its nightly routine of checking for the atomic clock signal between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. This is where the problem lies. Since your clock will be set to 12 a.m. when you install the batteries, it will start looking for the signal from 2 to 6 hours after you install the batteries. Assume that you install the batteries at 2 p.m. Your clock will look for the radio signal between 2 and 6 hours later, between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. But this is when interference is strong, so your clock may not be able to detect the signal and reset itself. If your clock can't detect the atomic clock signal after you install the batteries, it is important that you set the time manually. Here's one final piece of information before I start on the procedures. Do you remember that I explained that your clock needs to know what time zone it's in? Well, it turns out that setting the clock to the correct time zone is part of the procedure to manually set up the clock. Because of that, I am going to ask you to follow the instructions to manually set up the clock to the correct year, date, and time in time zone. Instead of hoping that the clock finds the atomic clock time signal during the day and sets the year, date, and time for you. Even if your clock does synchronize to the atomic clock signal during the day, you will still have to use the manual setup procedure to set the time zone. So before you start on the following procedures, you should get two AA batteries. Check that you know today's date and the time. Don't worry if you don't know the exact time. If you enter the time to the nearest hour, with any luck, your clock will reset itself at night and tomorrow morning it will be correct to the second. Now it's time to unpack the clock and install the batteries. Unpacking the clock. Open the top of the box. There is a protective cardboard cover inside the box. It has a recess on each side. Put your thumb in one recess and your fingers in the other recess. Lift out the cardboard cover. You can now lift out the clock in its wrappings. Remove the clock from its bubble wrap bag and plastic bag. There should be a folded sheet of paper in the carton or in the packing material. This opens up to an 8.5 by 11 sheet of instructions for setting up and using the clock. Put it aside in case you need it in the future. Overview of your clock's controls. Your clock has seven controls: a snooze bar on top of the clock, an alarm switch on the right side, two buttons to set the alarm time on the front, a loudness switch on the back, a time setting switch on the back, and inside the battery compartment, a reset switch. Except for the reset switch, which you don't need, you will be able to reach any of these controls with one hand while your clock is facing you. Here's how to locate the controls. The clock has a flat bottom with a small foot at each corner. Stand the clock on a table in front of you. The front of the clock has two buttons near the bottom center. Turn the clock so that the two buttons face you. This is the normal position for using the clock. You will use the buttons at the bottom of the clock to manually set the clock and the alarm. These are the up-down buttons. The button on the right increases the time setting, and the button on the left decreases the time setting. At the very top of the clock is a long, narrow bar. This is the snooze button. You will press this button once to hear the time, and you will press it twice to hear the date. Place your right hand on the right side of the clock and locate the alarm switch. You will use the alarm switch to turn the alarm on or off, or to set the clock to announce the time every hour. Reach over the clock with one hand and locate two controls at the top rear of the clock. You will use the volume switch on your left to set the volume of the announcements to high or low. You will use the setup button on your right to enable manual setup of the time and the date. There is a control inside the battery compartment to reset the clock if necessary. If you press the reset button, the clock resets itself to 12 a.m. on January 1st, 2000 and starts looking for the atomic clock signal. If you need to press this button, you will have to remove the battery compartment cover and use a ballpoint pen or the end of a straightened paperclip to get at the recessed reset button. A sighted person who wants to use the reset button can easily find it, but if you have impaired vision, this can be difficult. But you don't have to use the reset button to reset the clock. I think it's easier to remove a battery than to find the tool to poke the button with. So instead of using the reset button to reset the clock, simply lift one of the batteries out of the battery compartment and then put the battery back in. For this reason, I will not discuss the reset button on this tape. Installing the batteries. Obtain two AA batteries and put them on a table in front of you. This is the procedure to install batteries into the clock's battery compartment. The battery compartment is located at the bottom of the clock. In the following steps, you will hold the clock in one hand and install the batteries with the other hand. The instructions are for a right-handed person. If you are left-handed, you might want to use the opposite hand from the one mentioned in the instructions. Locate the battery compartment as follows. Place the clock on its base on a table in front of you. The long, narrow snooze bar will be on top. Locate the rear of the clock, which has two controls near the top. Position the clock so the rear of the clock faces you. Note that when the rear of the clock is facing you, the alarm switch on the side of the clock will be at your left. Tilt the clock away from you and lay it down on the table so that the bottom of the clock is facing you. Use both hands to pick up the clock so that the bottom of the clock is facing up. Transfer the clock to your left hand. Keep a good grip on the clock with your left hand because you will hold it in this position while you remove the battery compartment cover and install the batteries. Put your right thumb near the middle of the edge of the clock closest to you. Move your thumb away from you and locate the battery compartment latch. Open the battery compartment as follows. Using your thumb, simultaneously push the latch away from you and lift up. This will unlatch the battery compartment cover. Remove the cover and place it on the table. The battery compartment is now open. It's a rectangular depression with spaces for two batteries. There are two springs in the battery compartment. The spring closest to you is on your left, and the spring farthest from you is on your right. You will insert the flat end of each battery against the spring, so that after proper installation, one battery will face to the left and the other battery will face to the right. Take one battery in your right hand between your thumb and forefinger. so that the end with the bump points to your right. Put your first finger on the bump. The flat side of the battery is now pointing to your left. Place the flat side of the battery into the battery compartment as follows. Put the battery into the battery compartment against the middle of the side of the compartment that is closest to you. Slide the battery to the left until it contacts the spring inside the compartment. Push the battery against the spring, and at the same time, while holding the battery with just your first finger against the bump, push the other end of the battery down with your finger until the battery locks in place. Take the other battery in your right hand between your thumb and forefinger so that the end of the bump faces toward your left. Put your first finger on the bump. The flat side of the battery is now pointing toward your right. Place the flat side of the battery into the battery compartment as follows. Put the battery into the battery compartment against the middle side of the compartment that is farthest away from you. Slide the battery to the right until it contacts the spring inside the compartment. Push the battery against the spring while at the same time holding the battery with just your first finger against the bump. Push the other end of the battery down with your finger until the battery locks in place. Pick up the battery compartment cover with your right hand, holding it with the latch between your thumb and forefinger. Make sure that your thumb is at the bottom of the latch, which is the part of the latch that sticks down. While still holding the cover with your thumb and forefinger, push the other edge of the cover into the battery compartment and slide it away from you until it fits into the groove at the front. Then push the latch end of the cover down until it locks in place. Please note that after you install the batteries, if you press any of the buttons while you are handling the clock, you might get a voice announcement. If you do, ignore it. We'll set up the clock in a while. Place the clock on the table in front of you. Initial setup. When you install the batteries, the clock began searching for the atomic clock signal. It might take 3 to 15 minutes for the clock to detect the signal and set itself to the correct time. Or the clock might not be able to detect the signal at all, in which case you will have to enter the time and date yourself. If you pressed any of the clock buttons after you installed the batteries, the search for the atomic clock signal was canceled. So you will have to start the search again if you want to search for the atomic clock time signal. I am going to give you the instructions for setting the clock manually. However, if you want to experiment, you can see whether the clock can synchronize itself to the atomic clock signal. So I'll tell you how to do that first. To search for the time signal, you should place the clock in a location where it has the best chance of receiving the signal. This means don't put the clock near a television set, on metal surfaces, near computers or any other electric devices, because they can interfere with reception. You need to know the location of only one control to start the search, so you won't have to take your tape recorder with you in case you want to try getting reception at a different location in your house. Here's what you need to do. At the back of the clock, near the top, there is a volume switch and a setup button. If the front of the clock is facing you, the setup button is at your right side. If the back of the clock is facing you, the setup button is at your left. When you want to start searching for the atomic clock signal, press the setup button once. You will hear a short beep. The clock will start looking for the time signal. You won't hear anything while the clock is searching. If you can see it, there's a black triangle shape at the lower right side of the clock face. While the clock is searching for a signal, the clock displays a series of pulsing arcs at the top of the triangle. No pulsing arcs means no signal or a very weak signal. 3 pulsing arcs means the signal is fairly strong. Wait about 15 minutes to give the clock a chance to find the signal and set itself. Then check to see if the clock was successful. To check, Just press the snooze bar at the top of the clock once. The voice announcement will tell you the time. Remember that the time may be as much as 3 hours wrong because you haven't set the clock to the correct time zone yet. But if the clock was unsuccessful, the time will probably be between 12 a.m. and 12:30 a.m. You can press the snooze bar at the top of the clock twice and listen to the date. If the clock announces today's date, it did synchronize properly. If the clock synchronized itself properly, you still need to use the following procedure to set the time zone. If it did not synchronize itself properly, you must continue with the next step and set the clock's year, date, and time manually in addition to the time zone. Setting the clock manually. Place the clock on the table in front of you with the front of the clock facing you. The front of the clock has two buttons near the bottom. These buttons will allow you to scroll the time setting and the date setting up or down until you come to the correct time or date. You will always be able to check where you are by listening to the voice announcements. Before you begin, find out the correct date and time. If you don't know the exact time, at least set the clock to the closest correct time you can. If you get the hour right, and if your clock can find the atomic signal at night, it will be able to reset itself to the correct time at night. You must set the correct hour to ensure that the clock searches for the atomic clock signal at the right time of the night. Reach over the clock with one hand and press the setup button on the right side of the rear of the clock. It will beep once. Continue to hold the button down until you hear some quick beeps and a voice announcement that the clock is in the year setting mode.
Setting year.
You will use the two up-down buttons at the front of the clock to get to the correct year. Each time you press a button, the year will change and the clock will announce the year. Here is the procedure. Press the right-hand button to scroll up from the year 2000.
Year 2001.
Keep pressing the button, one press at a time, until the clock announces the correct year.
Year 2002.
If you accidentally go too far, press the left-hand button to scroll down from the current setting.
Year 2001.
Now we'll go back to 2002.
Year 2002.
When you have set the clock to the correct year, reach over the clock and press the setup button once.
Setting date.
The clock will announce that it is in the date setting mode. You will use the two up-down buttons at the bottom front of the clock to get to the correct date. If you press the right-hand button on the front of the clock, the date will scroll up from its current setting towards the end of the year. If you press the left-hand button, the date will scroll down from its current setting toward the beginning of the year.
Wednesday, January 2nd. Thursday, January 3rd. Wednesday, January 2nd. Tuesday, January 1st.
If you press a button once, the clock will beep once. The date will change by one day, and the clock will announce the day.
Wednesday, January 2nd.
If you press and hold a button until you hear some quick beeps, the date will scroll rapidly, but you won't hear any voice announcement while you are holding the button. After you release the button, you will hear the date the clock is now set to.
Wednesday, June 19th.
Here is the procedure. If you just install the batteries, the clock probably thinks that it is January 1st. Since it takes about 2 seconds to scroll through the entire month, you can calculate how long you will need to hold the scroll button down to get from January 1st to the current date. For example, if it is now October 9th or 10/9, you will have to scroll up with the right-hand button to the 10th month at 2 seconds a month, which is about 20 seconds. But you can also scroll down using this left-hand button from January to October, which is only 2 months, for 4 seconds. It's up to you. Press and hold the button to begin scrolling toward the correct date. After a while, release the button and listen for the date.
Tuesday, August 20th.
Press and hold the button again until you get close to the correct date.
Tuesday, November 19th.
If you overshoot the date, use the other button to scroll in the opposite direction.
Friday, October 4th.
When you get close to the correct date, press a button once for each day that you want to change the date until you have set the clock correctly.
Saturday, October 5th. Wednesday, October 9th.
When you have set the clock to the correct date, reach over the clock and press the setup button once. The clock will announce that it is in the time zone setting mode.
Setting time zone.
Press the right-hand button at the front of the clock. The clock will announce the current time zone setting.
Central Standard Time.
Each time you press the button, the clock will cycle through 4 different time zones.
Eastern Standard Time. Pacific Standard Time. Mountain Standard Time. Central Standard Time. Eastern Standard Time.
Keep pressing a button until you come to your time zone. For your information, if you set up the time zone after you install the batteries, but before the clock synchronizes to the atomic clock time signal, the clock will refer to the time zones as standard time, for example, Pacific Standard Time. After the clock synchronizes itself to the atomic clock signal, the clock will know whether the time being transmitted is standard time or daylight savings time. So let's say that you take a trip to another time zone and bring your clock with you. When you go to another time zone, you need to perform this procedure to set the clock to the new time zone. You won't have to change the year, the date, or the time, just the time zone. When you are setting the new time zone, if it's not daylight savings time, the clock will announce Pacific Standard Time, Mountain Standard Time, and so on. But if it is daylight savings time, the clock will say Pacific Daylight Time, Mountain Daylight Time, and so on. When you have set the clock to the correct time zone, reach over the clock and press the setup button once. The clock will announce that it is in the time setting mode.
Setting time.
You will use the 2 up-down buttons at the bottom front of the clock to get to the correct time. If you press the right-hand button on the front of the clock, the time will scroll up from its current setting towards the end of the day.
6 minutes past 2, 8. 7 minutes past 2 a.m.
If you press the left-hand button, the time will scroll down from its current setting toward the beginning of the day.
6 minutes past 2. 5 minutes past 2 a.m.
If you press a button once, the clock will beep once.
6 minutes past 2 a.m.
The time will change by 1 minute, and the clock will announce the time. If you press and hold a button until you hear some quick beeps, the time will scroll rapidly, but you won't hear any voice announcement while you are holding the button. After you release the button, you will hear the time the clock is now set to. Here is the procedure. If you just installed the batteries, the clock probably thinks that it's 12 a.m. Since it takes about 3 seconds to scroll through an entire hour, you can calculate how long you will need to hold the scroll button down to get from 12 a.m. to the current time. For example, if it is now 2 p.m., you will have to scroll up with the right-hand button for 14 hours at 3 seconds an hour, which is about 42 seconds. But you can also scroll down using the left-hand button from 12 a.m. to 2 p.m., which is only 10 months, for 30 seconds. It's up to you. Press and hold the button to begin scrolling toward the correct time. After a while, release the button and listen for the time.
14 minutes to 5 a.m.
Press and hold the button again until you get close to the correct time.
12 minutes past 3 p.m.
If you overshoot the time, use the other button to scroll in the opposite direction.
41 minutes past 2 p.m.
When you get close to the correct time, press a button once for each minute that you want to change the time until you have set the clock correctly.
42 minutes past 2 p.m. A quarter to 3 p.m. 13 minutes to 3 p.m.
When you have set the clock to the correct time, reach over the clock and press and hold the setup button until it beeps a few times and you hear the clock announce setting complete.
Setting complete.
Your clock is now set up. If you have good reception, the clock will synchronize itself with the U.S. atomic clock each night and correct any inaccuracies in the time setting. Please note that if the clock is able to synchronize itself, it will automatically set the correct time whenever daylight saving time begins or ends. If the clock cannot synchronize itself, you will have to manually reset the clock when daylight savings time begins or ends. Using the clock. The snooze button is located at the top of the clock. Press the snooze button once to hear the time.
The time is now 13 minutes to 3 p.m.
Press the snooze button twice quickly to hear the date.
Today's Wednesday, October 9th.
If the alarm sounds, press the snooze button once to turn off the alarm for 5 minutes.
The time is now 9 minutes to 3 p.m.
If the alarm sounds,
the time is now 9 minutes to 3 p.m.
Press the snooze button once.
The time is now 9 minutes to 3 p.m.
To turn off the alarm for 5 minutes.
The time is now.
To turn off the alarm permanently without pressing the snooze button, just reach to the switch on the right side of the clock and push the switch to the middle position. Setting the alarm. You will use the two up-down buttons at the front of the clock to get to your desired alarm time. If you press either button once, you will hear an announcement that the clock is in the alarm set mode.
Alarm set.
If you press either button,
8 minutes to 3 p.m.
Within 2 seconds after you hear the announcement, the alarm chime time will change.
Alarm set.
If you wait too long to press a button, you will hear the clock tell you again that it is in the alarm mode. You can use the right-hand button to scroll the time up from its current setting towards the end of the day. You can use the left-hand button to scroll the time down from its current setting towards the beginning of the day. When the clock is in the alarm setting mode, if you press a button once, the clock will beep once, the alarm will change by 1 minute, and the clock will announce the new alarm time. If you press and hold the button until you hear some quick beeps, the alarm time will scroll rapidly, but you won't hear any voice announcement while you are holding the button. After you release the button, you will hear the alarm time the clock is now set to. Here's the procedure. Press a button. You will hear a beep, an announcement that the clock is in the alarm set mode. Immediately press and hold the button to begin scrolling toward the desired alarm time.
Alarm set.
When you hear two quick beeps, you will know that scrolling has started. After a while, release the button and listen for the time.
40 minutes past 5 p.m.
Press and hold the button again until you get close to the correct time.
Alarm set. A quarter past 7 p.m.
If you overshoot the time, use the other button to scroll in the opposite direction.
Alarm set. 2 minutes to 7 p.m.
When you get close to the correct time, press a button once for each minute that you want to change the alarm time until you have set the clock correctly.
Alarm set. 1 minute to 7 p.m. 7 p.m.
When you have finished setting the alarm, leave the buttons untouched for 5 seconds, and the alarm setting mode will end. Activating the alarm. There is an alarm switch at the right side of the clock that allows you to turn the alarm on or off, or to set an hourly announcement of the time. When you put the alarm switch in the bottom position, the clock will automatically announce the time each hour between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. When you put the alarm switch in the middle position, the clock will not announce the time each hour, and the alarm will not go on. When you put the alarm switch in the top position, the clock will announce the time that the alarm will go on.
Alarm will be on at 7 p.m.
Later, when the alarm goes on, you will hear a beep and the clock will announce the time. This will continue for 5 minutes. When the alarm is sounding, you can press the snooze button to stop the alarm for 5 minutes. After 5 minutes, the alarm will start again. To turn off the alarm, move the alarm switch from the top position. If you put the alarm switch in the middle position, the alarm and the hourly announcements are both turned off. If you put the switch in the bottom position, the alarm is turned off and the hourly announcements are turned on.
Announcement on.
Setting the volume. The clock has a volume switch that lets you switch the announcement sound from high volume to low volume. With the clock facing you, reach over the top of the clock and find the volume switch on the rear of the clock at the left. Put the switch in the upper position if you want the loudest sound.
The time is now 5 minutes past 3 p.m.
Put the switch in the lower position if you want the softer sound.
The time is now 7 minutes past 3 p.m.
Checking the automatic synchronization feature. If you can see the clock's liquid crystal display or someone can check it for you, you can observe whether the time synchronization is successful. Here's how. On the right-hand side of the display, there is a tall black triangular shape. It stands for a radio antenna. When the clock is trying to detect a radio signal, a series of arcs pulse on and off at the top of the antenna. If the signal is weak, there will be only one arc. If the signal is strong, there will be 3 arcs. If there is no signal, there will be no pulsing arcs. If reception is successful and the clock was able to reset itself, the antenna shape will have 3 solid arcs over its top. These curves will not be flashing and they will remain on display until the next time that the clock tries to synchronize with the atomic clock radio signal, usually the next night. So, when you wake up in the morning, you can check the antenna indicator to see whether there are 3 solid arcs. If there are, you will know that synchronization was successful and your clock was reset to atomic clock time. A final word. We at ILA hope that this tape was helpful. We encourage you to give us feedback on the successful and unsuccessful areas of our tapes so that we can produce the most useful tapes possible. Enjoy your radio control talking clock. It should give you many years of good performance. Remember to change the battery if the volume of the announcements gets weak or if the display gets dim.